You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, March 28th, 2019 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it certainly is a wild and dystopic ride. We'll talk about that today in just a minute, actually. We'll sort of make a stark comparison. I think you'll find if you've been paying attention at things that have been changing, though they change at glacial speed, you know, it's that fun old quote that I mention from time to time, Aldous Huxley, the charm of history and its enigmatic lesson consists in the fact that from age to age, nothing changes and yet everything is completely different. Glacial speed, nobody notices, and, you know, here we are. So we'll talk, I'll give you a provocative example of that in just a minute. But first, I mentioned that I'm sort of threatening to do a technology and cybersecurity broadcast at some point in the near future. I think that might actually turn into a series. But first, in the meantime, That will happen, so stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, if you must use Windows, and it's interesting, more and more people are, Windows 10 has people really rethinking Windows because it's just, you know, you end up having to work around it all the time. So if you have to use Windows and Windows 10 in particular, Chris Titus feels your pain, and he made a couple of videos, one last fall, and an update. The first one was, I think, why I stopped using Windows 10, 8 major reasons. The follow-up was why I stopped using Windows 10, 2019 update, and his reasons, he has two lists of eight, and the first list was Windows updates. And I've explained the legitimacy of that in a way that I haven't heard anybody else talk about, but that's still, it's frustrating in spite of the legitimacy. The timing and things really, that can be particularly challenging. We've experienced it on this broadcast, for example. So Windows updates, Windows Store, notification bar, I mean, why do you have a store if you're actually allowing people to promote games and applications and things that that install what most people would consider malware. That's not a good thing. You don't build trust when your store does that. That would be like saying, come to our grocery store and, you know, the person who takes your groceries out to your car, grandma, will actually go home and rob you. So come to our grocery store. Nah, probably be the last time somebody went to your grocery store. Anyway, Windows Store, notification bar, security center, safe mode, removal on boot, security, biannual system upgrades, file sharing. His second list of eight was telemetry and spying. Most people don't realize what an operating system crushing bloat that is. And, you know, it's not really doing anything meaningful for your life. It's just tracking every mouse movement, every mouse click, every keystroke effectively. Probably not things you want to share anyway. Telemetry and spying, Edge Browser, Internet Explorer. Does anybody use those? There's a comment to the video. I used Internet Explorer once to download another browser. That says it all. Network and Sharing Center, Cortana, suggested apps, bloated installation, horrible package management installation, and last but not least, viruses and antivirus. So, yeah, some interesting videos. You go to Chris Titus Tech on YouTube. I'll include links in the today's archive. But there is a script, actually, and he did a post on that last September, and I've used it, actually, and I would recommend it. The script is maintained on GitHub or it's hosted on GitHub, and so, you know, it's out there for free. You can download it and run it for free. And so I would recommend doing that. If you try it, you know, obviously you're on your own. I make no claims as to performance or anything like that. Well, I don't guarantee that, you know, nothing bad will happen, I should say. But as far as performance, actually, I do make claims. I can tell you that when I have used it, it gives you a significant performance boost. It turns off all of the spying and bloatware and, you know, all the games and all that kind of stuff. So if you have to use Windows 10, I would argue that it's called the Windows 10 Debloater. That script is a good one to run, and it's pretty easy if you're not afraid to open PowerShell as administrator and make a couple of changes and then, you know, type a couple of typey things on the command line there. It's really simple. That probably sounds scarier than it really is. So that you will notice that suddenly, have you ever, you know, for everybody that's paid attention to their, you know, you open Task Manager, for example, and you keep an eye on your processes and your performance. Have you ever noticed that suddenly something is hijacking your CPU and or your hard drive, or something is hogging RAM? What's going on? You know, but typically it's the former. So what's happening is usually these kinds of things. In fact, a lot of the time it's the telemetry stuff or other things that really offer no appreciable benefit in terms of user experience. And I could make an argument for why Microsoft has, you know, done what they've done, but, you know, then you see, for example, that Linux doesn't have those problems at all. So you have to scratch your head and wonder. And that's a different discussion for a different day. But bottom line is, I would check out those videos, see if you relate, and if you do, maybe check out the script or utility application, Windows 10 Debloater. Try it, see what you think. So that's that. Back to the subject matter at hand of the last few days. I'm just looking for something that disappeared, actually. So the decline of morality and the assault or the attempted assault on truth, whenever I say like the assault on truth or disappearance or the attack on truth, truth is the first casualty, that kind of stuff, I think of Jesus saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There's no one comes to the Father but by me. And in that sense, you can't, you know, the truth is indefatigable. So, or indefatigable is, you know, I think indefatigable makes, you know, more sense because the definition is, it's a, what's the word? I can't think of it. Anyway, you can't exhaust or get rid of the truth, but there are certain funny things can be introduced, and that's what's happened over time. If anyone that's been paying attention, again, even though it happens at glacial speed, knows that over the last 20 or 30 or 40, 50 years or so, strange things have been happening. Just go look at the pictures of homes. Those who don't know, and even some of us who do, need reminders, I think. Dig out the photo albums if they still exist. You know, I think it's interesting that people's entire lives now are on Facebook and Instagram, and what a sad testament. It used to mean something. Now, again, you know, when you inflate the currency that much, you know, when you expand the currency, in this case, information and photos and things like that, you devalue it. I mean, think about it. If you only had 10 family photos, they'd be more valuable than the million or the millionth photo that went out on Facebook or Instagram, right? So those who have been paying attention know that something has been changing over the decades, though at glacial speed, and there are moments where we get a provocative window into how vastly different things really are. Inside Edition ran a segment on Jack Kevorkian yesterday, and you listen to it, and if you remember 30 years ago, you know, 20 years ago when he was convicted, those were different days. It gives you, I think it takes anyone who was there and listening, takes you back, and it's an interesting reminder and a sort of harbinger. Anyway, without further ado, here's the clip that Inside Edition ran on Dr. Kevorkian. Go ahead, please.
It's a name that conjures up conflicting feelings. Dr. Jack Kevorkian, the Michigan pathologist famous for pushing the right to die. He was a hero to some, but to many he was the death-obsessed doctor who helped patients end their lives instead of helping them to live.
When a law is deemed immoral by you, you must disobey it.
Al Pacino played Kevorkian in the HBO film You Don't Know Jack.
If a person's allowed to die, you do it quickly, painlessly.
You don't let him wither away.
But has time changed the public's perception of Kevorkian?
Well, the media's reaction and public's reaction seem to be favorable to the procedure that he was performing. However, they started to state that it was the proper message, but the wrong messenger. My response to that, of course, eventually was to the effect, who else would be the right messenger? Nobody else who performed it would even admit to it or talk about it. And the only way he could get it out nationally, internationally, was to promote it in such a manner as he did.
In the 1980s and 90s, Kevorkian took advantage of Michigan's nonspecific laws on assisted suicide. After qualifying his patients, he created ways for them to self-administer lethal substances to end their lives. His inventions came to be known as suicide machines. He evaded arrest and conviction for years. Even some activists today say his actions were short-sighted.
He was a showman. He was a provocateur. He was abrasive. He wasn't polite. No. He was intent on making a statement from his perspective. Highlighting the problem is a genuine social service. Now, on the other side, Jack Kevorkian did essentially nothing to offer society a solution to that problem. He was not politically adept in any way. He did not proceed with the kind of social change that would make a medical procedure available to people that they wouldn't have to travel, or changing the culture of medicine.
The law caught up with Kevorkian in 1998. He appeared on the CBS show 60 Minutes, showing a video of him administering a lethal injection to a patient suffering from ALS who had asked for his help.
I know what it is. This could never be a crime in any society which deems itself enlightened.
Kevorkian was again arrested and tried for second-degree murder.
We will present evidence to show, to demonstrate, that my intent was not to murder Thomas Yauch.
In 1999, he was convicted and sentenced to 25 years in prison, but was released after 8 years on the condition that he no longer assist people in ending their lives.
It's done a lot by doctors, but they just don't come out and admit it. They don't want to be in trouble. I think that he sacrificed a lot. He didn't do it for money. He did it because he believed in it.
But the issue did not go away. Advocates have been fighting for death with dignity legislation on a political level. Oregon passed its law in 1997. It got national recognition when one young woman's story went viral.
My name is Brittany Menard. I am 29 years old, and I am terminally ill.
Brittany Menard was diagnosed with an aggressive brain tumor in 2014. Terrified of how she was told the illness would take its toll on her body, she and her family moved from California to Oregon so she could have control over the end of her life.
Every terminally ill American deserves the choice to die with dignity. Let the movement begin here, now. I know that it's there when I need it. I plan to be surrounded by my immediate family. And I will die upstairs in my bedroom that I share with my husband, with my mother and my husband by my side, and pass peacefully with some music that I like in the background.
Brittany took her life-ending medication in November 2014 and died how she planned. Several other states now have laws that let terminally ill patients seek life-ending medication. Dr. Jack Kevorkian died in 2011 at the age of 83. He did not get to see the growing acceptance for the cause to which he dedicated his life, giving the terminally ill control over their own deaths. For InsideEdition.com, I'm Mara Montalbano.
So, if you remember those days, we still had the World War II generation, and I've talked about that a lot. I guest hosted the National Intel Report yesterday, and, you know, I mentioned that again. I really can't emphasize enough. I mean, I actually put that in the archive on yesterday's National Intel Report that... Well, maybe it's in my notes, but the fact that it's, you know, that's a real living example some of us have had of folks who were, it's interesting, you know, I speaking for myself, knowing folks who were not vocal about their faith, for example, but were as biblically oriented, if you will, in their behavior as anyone you'll ever meet. That's a humbling example, and one I think that we should learn from and probably emulate. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. You know, I should probably mention that if you run Windows 10 debloater, you might find that there are a couple of things that you have to reinstall if there were apps that were deleted, which I think is a small price to pay. Skype is one of them, for example. If you run it, know that you'll have to reinstall Skype, for example, because it just basically goes through and deletes all of the stuff that most people don't use. So, and if you're one of the people that likes all of those games and things, I mean, you look at the packaging on these desktops and laptops these days, it comes with all of these games. Who cares? Does anyone play any of those things? I guess maybe someone does. Someone must. But they're certainly not added because we all just, can't live without them. So anyway, moving right along. Things have changed, haven't they, over the last 30 or 40 or 50 years? Dramatically so. And that's kind of the focal point of where we're at. Nothing, I think, will, you know, there's this plan and we could get off on that. That whole discussion, I usually steer clear of that. But, you know, at some point you think, kind of gotta, you know, dive down that rabbit hole a little bit. We do from time to time. There is, for example, you know, for those unfamiliar, and even, you know, if you want to share with some folks, there is, for example, over at the website threeworldwars.com, a couple of timelines. There's, and you know, if you go to threeworldwars.com/NWO-timeline, timeline is all one word. Timeline one, the numeral one, .htm. That is, the page title is New World Order Timeline, essentially, in the metadata. But on the page it says, what were the important dates in the New World Order Timeline? J. Edgar Hoover, ex-FBI director on the New World Order conspiracy. And, you know, this is a sort of misappropriation of the quote, I would say. J. Edgar Hoover, ex-FBI director on the New World Order conspiracy. The individual is handicapped by coming face-to-face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. Actually, Hoover and this is, you know, maybe I'll include this in today's archive, but in now I don't recall. It escapes me. Oh gosh, what is it? Was it Elks Magazine, I want to say? I think so. Yeah, the Elks Magazine. So, it was an article for the Elks Magazine back in 1956. The article was titled Communist New Look. And so he was referring to communism the same way that JFK was in his, you know, the secret society's clip, the address to the American Newspaper Publishers Association. Referring to communism, but anybody who's read Anthony Sutton, for example, knows that, or, you know, Eustace Mullins, or someone who's dug into the layers of the onion a little bit more, as many have, knows that communism is just a tool. That's what bad guys have said. Alan Watt has reminded us of that regularly. It's you know, that should be common knowledge. So for those who don't know, there's that, as the saying goes. But the way that Hoover put it actually was, the broader quote in context is, a handful of inspired men. I'll just give you a broader excerpt that hopefully puts this in context. A handful of inspired men gave us our freedom. They cannot preserve it for us. That responsibility rests with the individual American. Isn't that interesting? You know, all the bad things and defamatory remarks and sentiments expressed about J. Edgar Hoover, and I'm not defending him, but isn't it interesting that he wrote these words? That responsibility rests with the individual American. And we must now face the harsh truth that the objectives of communism are being steadily advanced because many of us do not readily recognize that means used to advance them. So I'll finish that quote when we come back. Stick around, more right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone, all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of today's broadcast is Thursday, March 28, 2019. You know, Elks Magazine reminds me of the Reader's Digest days when most people had a copy or a subscription to Reader's Digest. And, you know, witty, sharp, intelligent, informative, I would say. That was... You know, I think that was still a moment, in my humble opinion. You know, it was, granted, it's kind of a bathroom reader, but still encouraged folks to go and find out, to go see for themselves. and maybe crack a larger volume or a series or something like that that maybe they hadn't, for example. I know that was the case for me. So, you know, I hate to wax nostalgic too much, but I, you know, again, getting back to how things have changed, when was the last time anyone opened a Reader's Digest, and is it still the same? So I'll include links for that, I suppose, but, you know, it just doesn't seem the same to me. So maybe I'm wrong. And Reader's Digest doesn't really seem like it belongs on the web, certainly not in its latest incarnation. I don't know. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm turning into Mr. Wilson. I don't know. So what did J. Edgar Hoover say? You know, there's that the timeline, like I said, I'll include that. Sometimes we go down this rabbit hole, but the New World Order timeline, and there are numerous quotes, by the way, that most people probably don't realize, going back quite some time, and you could go back further, but there are some provocative quotes provided. And, you know, one of them, Hoover, the individual is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. But what did he really say? What was the context? And so here's the excerpt from his article titled Communist New Look, published in Elks Magazine in 1956, that I will include in today's archive. A handful of inspired men gave us our freedom. They cannot preserve it for us. That responsibility rests with the individual American. And we must now face the harsh truth that the objectives of communism are being steadily advanced. And I think if we could read between the lines, when you hear the objectives of communism, that's a relatable soundbite, isn't it? Rather than getting caught up in the you know, the dog whistle of semantics, I think the objectives of communism is a resonant sort of concept. So we must now face the harsh truth that the objectives of communism are being steadily advanced because many of us do not readily recognize the means used to advance them. The communist, meanwhile, does not allow himself the luxury of inertia. He is intensely active. And, you know, you think of socialists of various stripes and forms these days, because, you know, now we're just more open and unabashed in our advocacy of socialism. We, you know, meaning some folks. He is intensely active. Because of him, the menace of communism in this country will remain a menace until the American people make themselves aware of the techniques of communism. The techniques of communism. No one who truly understands what it really is can be taken by it. Yet the individual is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. The American mind simply has not come to a realization of the evil which has been introduced into our midst. It rejects even the assumption that human creatures could espouse a philosophy which must ultimately destroy all that is good and decent. And again, that's a resonant sort of expression of what is happening today. And that's kind of where I want to go right there. It rejects even the assumption that human creatures could espouse a philosophy which must ultimately destroy all that is good and decent. And you put that together with the way Hayek put it in The Road to Serfdom, particularly Chapter 2 and other chapters as well, when he says, you know, it would be it would only heighten the tragedy if it should prove that what was promised, and I would say promoted to us as the road to freedom, was in fact the high road to servitude. And, if that were the case, it's not surprising that to the promoters, to them, the idea of socialism's leading to the opposite of liberty, the sincere, the genuine and sincere folks, right? It's the old adage, if you take an idiot and you motivate him, or, make him genuine and sincere, you've only made a motivated, genuine, sincere idiot. So it's not surprising to them the idea of socialism's leading to the opposite of liberty should appear inconceivable. And you can feel it. Just go look at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Twitter feed. The heavy-handedness of socialism, it's right there, it's lurking, it's right on the doorstep. Oh no. I mean, you give her an inch, and guess what? It's going to be, and that is, I mean, again, it sounds like strong language, but it's not. Go listen to what Malcolm X said. She sounds like the House Negro. She will defend her kidnapper to the death. I have been exalted to the heights of, whatever. Now she's just a mouthpiece, a sycophant for tyranny. And it's tragic and unfortunate. In one generation, essentially, look what happened. Tragic and unfortunate. Hopefully she comes to her senses. She's definitely, impassioned and sincere, and I shouldn't say sincere, not in the orthodox sense, but she's very, genuine, and she's bought into the propaganda hook, line, and sinker. Basically, she's taken the bait, but that's sort of representative of what we see in America. It's evidence of the broader psychological operations at work. Anyway, J. Edgar Hoover rejects even the assumption that human creatures could espouse a philosophy which must ultimately destroy all that is good and decent. We will come back to that point in a moment. Those men of the frontier knew that awareness of danger is the first requisite if one is to combat that danger with any degree of effectiveness. And that is, language you try to articulate. I've tried to say the same thing many times, but that's it right there. Those men of the frontier knew that awareness of danger is the first requisite if one is to combat that danger with any degree of effectiveness. You think today, everywhere you look, for example, Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse sort of concept, and just the way that people are, Four Horsemen being GMO, glyphosate, vaccines, and dirty power that conspire against the individual. It's everywhere you look, it's roach motels. Roaches check in, but they don't check out. Remember those commercials? Hey, it's a party. It's a party at the Roach Motel. Look at this. It's free food. It's free everything. It's free healthcare. It's all free. Roaches check in, but they don't check out. Rudolf Hess told us, National Socialism is nothing more than applied biology. It's Jack Kevorkian at work, if you will. So we need to be aware of that. We need to see the danger. And, earlier this week, pattern recognition, long-term memory. It's interesting that those would be singled out by the Ray Kurzweils of the world for deletion, augmentation or replacement. Those men of the frontier knew that awareness of danger is the first requisite if one is to combat that danger with any degree of effectiveness. Until the American citizen learns for himself the nature of the present menace, communism will continue to be a deadly danger. Conscientious citizen asks, how can one be sure what the truth is? How can it be winnowed out of the welter of propaganda which the communists and their apologists spew forth? All that I can say is, and I repeat what I have said many times, the American citizen must hew to a line comprised of a little skepticism, a lot of knowledge, monumental faith, and an everlasting desire to get to the facts. To get the facts. He must ascertain for himself what the facts are. He must accept nothing less than the facts. Neither the majority version nor the minority version. As I have said, Kool-Aid comes in a variety of flavors. He must view all the evidence until the face of truth is plain. And that, I think, is a good way to put it. Again, not letting ourselves slip into an argument over semantics. You know, communism, for instance, obviously, it's broader. The conspiracy is broader, which is why people pull that into a broader context. But I think it's important, speaking of the facts, it's important to leave the context in there. And to me, my assessment is it would be better to leave the context in there intact. That's a more honest presentation than to remove it and construe it as something else, because what happens invariably is it's passed along minus context, and you know, that's bearing false witness to your neighbor. That's number 9 on the list of do-nots, so to speak. They're not all do-nots, but you know what I mean. So I think it's important to leave that context intact always. You know, the best example is probably the exchange. You know, I want to say confrontation wasn't really that, but people call it the temptation. Jesus in the wilderness. Matthew 4, Mark 1, Luke 4. When the devil quotes Psalm 91 out of context. And then in John 8, Jesus said he's a liar and the father of lies. There is no truth in him. And that is sort of mind-blowing when you couple that with John 1, for example. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And Jesus saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So it's all in there, but you can't remove context, because that becomes bearing false witness. And that's what happened when the devil was quoting Psalm 91. So I think that's kind of a mind-bending concept. And it really illustrates or underscores why it's so important to leave context intact. It's imperative. Anyway, hopefully that makes sense. And everywhere you look now, we've just been marinating in Bernaysian-style propaganda for so long. And we've lost our footing. Do we have a firm foundation anymore in America? One of the things that I mentioned in yesterday's National Intel Report when I guest hosted was the conflating of the idea. I put it in the archive. What does it mean to be an American? What is the fundamental nature, the DNA of an American? The very question exposes the fallacious tendency to conflate who we once were as a nation with who we are now as a nation. And again, we could get off into the controversies of the problems that we've experienced historically as a nation, but hopefully you understand what I mean. Stick around. We'll go to the phones when we come back. Be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, yeah, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, oh, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
Welcome back.
My brother.
Let's head over to the phones real quick and grab Fred in Iowa. Fred, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, Chris, I missed talking to you.
Yeah, sorry we missed you yesterday, too.
Yeah, I might cover a little bit of that today. But, you know, the three things you say that if we don't have, nation and country, people go down is Christianity and morality, and I forgot what the third one you say.
Virtue, morality, and religion, according to folks like Patrick Henry.
Yeah. Well, I subscribe to that, and I'm not saying that all people that are pseudo-Christians, are perfect or in the knowledge or are willing to face facts or bad news. But I listened to Bugle Radio, and on the 25th, National Bugle Radio, Pat Slattery, which, maybe I don't agree with everything he says, but he had on the 25th, he had Mark Collett, C-O-L-L-E-T-T, and he's a Brit, and they were talking about a lot of things, but about the Brexit, but the New World Order. And how this Mark Collett covered it on the 3rd, March the 25th, people can understand it. Now, I want to jump to the same program yesterday, and he had a guest, Dr. Judy Wood, on the 9/11. Mm-hmm. And there's three things he said about how people think. And the first one, if you're not a critical thinker or analytical or something like that, then it's hard to take in information. The second thing is groupthink. And most people go along with groupthink, from our schools right on up. And the third one is, I don't want to think or know, and that's where so many people are. Now, what I was going to say yesterday...
Actually, we're coming to the end of the segment in the first hour. Can we finish that thought on the at the top of the second hour?
Yeah, sure thing. I won't be long.
Perfect. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back. Second hour coming up right after this short break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number